I'm Travis.
I'm Nate.
And I'm Emily, and you're listening to the Cast and Blast Florida podcast. We are serious outdoorsmen who don't take themselves too seriously. This week on episode 65, we're back with our annual year in review episode where we review 2019, but it's only January, so most of it hasn't happened yet. We'll also look back at the accuracy of our predictions from 2018. We discuss Christmas gifts, and we congratulate Nate for reaching a huge milestone in his life.
So 19's new, man. It's a new year, new me. Well, not really. I'm the same person, but
new,
you know,
new Nate. Who did?
People like to say that. People like to say new me, and they like to try new things. And a lot of times, they fail at those new things. So that's why I don't keep New Year's resolutions. So because I just won't keep it. I won't keep them.
That's so pessimistic. Like,
but that's not really what's new with you.
No, it's really not. The actual what's new with me is that I'm officially done with college. I officially finished my final class in college and am technically a graduate.
Do you feel smarter?
No. Well, yes, but not because of that necessarily.
The corporate world says you're worth a lot more now.
Yeah.
And that's the main reason I got it.
Your value in America is up.
Value, yes. My value goes up.
Your stock is rising.
My stock is rising.
Congratulations.
The money's not rising yet, but it'll come.
Did y'all see what I just did with my earplug? Because our listeners can't see that, but we use like iPhone headphones, and I had one in backwards, and I couldn't hear Nate, and I was like, I don't know why I can't hear. It's because the speaker was pointed away from my body.
You got that sorted out there?
Yeah, all good now. Sorry, Nate.
Glad you got that figured out.
I am not quite up to your cum laude expectations there with my iPhone.
Cum sum laude.
What degree did you end up with?
It's a criminal justice degree. I'll probably not use it for that ever. But I've got it. I have a degree. I have a 4-year degree, and that's what most people care about.
You could be on Law and Order.
I could. Dun dun.
That's Netflix.
No, he was doing Netflix.
No, that's right. No, Law and Order has a similar thing, but I don't watch enough Law and Order to really know.
I don't either. Since we have cable, I don't know if Law and Order is still a thing. You know what I mean? It used to be on USA all the time.
Mm-hmm. Well, they play reruns. They play reruns like constantly.
Do you think this is why people tune in to hear us talk about Vincent and Slater?
Oh yeah.
That's some exciting sexual tension to keep up with.
Is it
on the television?
They
got to
be like 60 by now.
I know.
And retired.
What's new with you, Trav?
What is new with me is I am recovering life-wise. Wow, I'm so distracted. What's new with me is I'm recovering from sickness over the holidays, and I'm soldiering on through one of the worst duck seasons in recent memory for Florida. Like, we came in with a bang, and we were going out with a whimper. It's been rough.
Yeah, the first couple of weeks were really good.
Yeah, and it has been...
Like, it was cold, and the ducks were moving, but now it's just like... Might as well be August.
Yeah, we are in the epitome of stale. It's 100 degrees. It's just not.
That's funny you say it might as well be August, because today I was like, can we just go fishing? Like, what's the red tide situation? I was over it.
Yeah, because I guarantee you snook are moving to the passes if the weather stays like it was today.
Yeah, they're starting their spawn cycle already.
Yeah, like it was ridiculous. Anyway, what's new with you, Em?
Well, I thought we might regale our tale of the New Year's Day Murphy bed adventure. Yeah, we decided we need another bed because sometimes our kids have people over. We went and got a Murphy bed in Orlando.
Was it heavy?
Yes. Nate, thanks for asking. It was really freaking heavy. That was the story, pretty much.
Conservatively, it weighed about 800 pounds.
Yeah, we had to come down a set of stairs, be disassembled, come down the stairs.
It took me, my dad, Emily, Hunter Jackson, friend of the show, to move it into our house, like 35 feet. And thank God you live in Atlanta now, because you would have gotten that phone call.
Yep, and for sure.
Yeah.
We assembled it incorrectly twice, anchored it to the wall incorrectly. I mean, it's been a debacle. So now it is there forever. The future owners of this house will have a Murphy bed in that room.
It's a nice selling point.
But
adds value.
Any friends of the show that need a place to crash, we now have a place to crash.
Yeah, you have your own little room.
You have your own little Murphy bedroom.
And you could get up super early with me and work out in there, because it's also my workout room.
It's also Emily's workout room. So there you go.
Yeah, you can wake up and see Emily working out.
Just doing Beachbody.
What's going on?
So if you're a longtime OG listener of the show, you realize that in January of 2018, we decided to take the high road. So many shows were doing recaps of the previous year. We decided to do recaps of the coming year and make fearless and bold predictions for 2018.
Wait, I had another way of saying it. I wrote it down.
Okay, please.
This is the annual year in review episode where we review 2019 in January when most of it hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, that's exactly what we're about to do.
Yeah. But that's the way we do things around here.
I do feel like this is an appropriate time to take our predictions for 2018 and recap how we did.
Oh, gosh. I don't remember those. Okay.
So we've got the we put them into three categories. We got the misses. We've got the not quites. And we've got the nailed it's.
Mm.
So Nate's got the misses. You want to take us through some of those, Nate? We'll feel how we did.
So the first one we've got is YouTube sensation. 14-year-old with 7.8 million followers posts a video of over 3 ringneck ducks responding to a mallard call.
Yeah, I can't remember his name, but I feel like he was on Bandit's pro staff by the end of that. Like we predicted that he was going to be running charters on Lake Okeechobee. And
right.
I guess we were wrong on that, although we weren't really.
No, there were plenty of 3 ringneck duck posts about
we were
responding to a mallard call.
We were close enough.
Yeah. I'm sure he's on all of the pro staff by now, right?
What's his name, do you think?
I think it was Chad Declan of Sebring, Florida.
Chad Declan. I think that was his name.
Because his name had to be Chad. Official name
came up for this person. Yeah. Not to be confused with friend of the show, Chad Andrews.
Correct. Friend of the show, Chad Mills.
Who likes to lock his keys in his truck.
We have lots of friends of the show named Chad, but his name was for sure Chad.
Right. Well, so the next miss we have is President Trump did not sign an executive order banning flat bill hats.
And I have hopes for that in 2000.
Disappointing.
I feel like maybe he's holding that back as like a campaign deal for 2020.
Maybe.
He's keeping that in his pocket. He didn't want to just throw it out there. He's going to use it as leverage for the.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think it's something that you can really pull the middle in.
Yeah.
With, you know.
Yeah, he needs a lot of help with
those outliers. You throw that up on the campaign slogan, ban flat-billed hats, and, you know, maybe he pulls the middle.
Yeah, I think the moderates will jump. Are you got any more?
Yeah, one more miss. Facebook did not ban any duck hunting groups.
Oh, man. And I felt like that was going to happen.
I mean, it's bound to happen eventually. We keep going the way we're going.
Yeah.
Facebook's just going to put the kibosh on the Facebook hunting or the duck hunting groups on Facebook.
If you haven't heard the episode where we made these predictions, it was episode 17. It's worth going back to recap.
17. Aw. That was so long ago.
We were just like little babies back then.
I've got the.
It's the baby podcast.
The not quites. And we have two of those where we. These didn't exactly happen, but I feel like they almost happened in essence. One is Kenny Chesney changes his name to Kenny Costa Chesney. If that hasn't happened, we're tap dancing on a landmine. That's going to happen, right?
I mean, you would think so.
He's going to rebrand himself so that him and Costa Sunglasses become one thing.
Right.
Okay.
With his like straw cowboy hat.
Yeah.
And no shirt.
Tank top on the beach.
No, he's always wearing a shirt, just no sleeves.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, yeah. He's always got a tank top on.
Because Kenny's like 5'2".
So sleeves make him look shorter?
Yeah, it makes him look taller.
With no sleeves?
Yeah.
Okay.
The other one that was a not quite was, I was so sad that this didn't come through. Florida Sportsman winning the Pulitzer Prize.
Yeah, that was a disappointment, man.
If you'll remember, the article title was Zero Dark 30, How Catching the Treasure Coast's Biggest Sea Trout Has Become an After-Hours Affair, Tips and Tricks to Entice These Tasty Trout in Their Favorite Nocturnal Haunts. A how-to guide to putting more fish on the deck and in the cooler. And I just want to say, I feel like that was bias on the Pulitzer committee.
Yeah.
I mean, that's high end. Just writing that title alone should have gotten a Pulitzer.
Right?
Like, I needed a bookmark to get through it. So, Emily.
A couple of sessions.
You have the nailed it?
Nailed it. We only had one nailed it prediction.
We did.
Well, our listeners nailed it. Cast and Blast Florida podcast reaches 100 reviews on iTunes. Is this word for word our prediction?
Yeah, that was our prediction.
Okay. in a stunning move that a nation hunting and fishing podcast from two goobers and a babe, gross, in Central Florida reached a prestigious milestone in mid-July.
Yeah, we called that one a little
early. Despite popular belief that there's no way possible this show could have more than 9 listeners, Cast and Blast Florida reached the mountaintop of iTunes accomplishments, making it far and away the worst podcast in history to obtain this goal. The review that pushed them over the top came from noted iTunes reviewer K. Costa Chez, who wrote, "How is this even on the interweb? I don't even know how it's possible. I'm absolutely rating it at the lowest ranking, 5 stars."
There you go.
Yeah, we missed the date by a little bit, but we got the number right.
We got it.
We nailed the number. And did you see my note? We had 22 comments
as of January 1st of 2018.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Strangely enough, we were at 107 comments, but somehow we offended someone in the last episode and we dropped back to 106.
For real?
Yeah. So now we're having the opposite effect.
Do you think it was because I quoted Chevy
Chase? I think our goal is to be back down to 22 comments by the end of this year.
By the end of 2019, yeah. It could absolutely happen.
Funny.
It could absolutely happen.
So I know that folks are probably waiting with bated breath for what's about to happen. These are our, we have 6 fearless predictions for 2019.
Yeah.
6 things. These are going to happen. Just go ahead and call your sports bookie, see if you can get the odds on this. This stuff is going to happen. Write it down as given by our track record.
I believe you.
So, Nate, I feel like you should go first.
Okay.
Each of us has 2.
So our first prediction recap, or first recap 2019.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. We're recapping. We're not predicting.
Sorry.
These are gonna
end up being facts here. Big Sugar caught dumping actual sugar into Lake Okeechobee. In related news, Sweetwater Culture, a new apparel brand, appears on the scene. Kenny Chesney immediately writes a song about sugar and Lake O and the Everglades and pirates. You don't need to know the song. It doesn't make any sense.
What are the chances of this happening? 100%, right? Like, there's.
I mean,
this is putting the cookies on the bottom shelf here. This is easy.
That's like the next step, right? In this whole Big Sugar saga. That's the next step.
I don't even know if I'd get mad if they dump sugar in Lake Okeechobee.
I mean, I'd probably drink the water.
I am literally speechless. Like, I have no words.
Would you like to follow that, Emily?
Oh, my gosh. Sure. Okay, here's one of the things that happened in 2019 that you guys didn't know about.
When did it happen?
Oh, it happened during duck season, for sure.
Okay.
For sure. Florida Duck Hunters Facebook group bans use of words zowie, zoinks, and dang it. Citing divisiveness and little ears. When asked for comment, no one in the group would provide comment for fear of being banned. However, several members did get a hold on. They got a symbol of solidarity tattooed on their wrist, referred to as the BPC or Blue Face Coot. The tattoo is a purple gallinule.
I can see this happening before the end of this month. Everything you just said.
Zoinks.
Yeah. I can see all of that
zoinks,
happening.
Zoinks, dang it.
And zowie.
Zoinks, dang it, and zowie are absolutely too strong for little ears. And the blue-faced coot saga is a legendary saga.
Legend.
I'm not going to say names, but friend of the show, Ryan Briggs, may or may not have been the instigator in that.
He's funny.
And I definitely think getting purple Kalanul tattoos is... We should all do that anyway.
Are you going to do it?
Absolutely, I am.
It could be like
the dark mark of the Death Eaters in Harry Potter.
Like you get on your forearm?
And like it burns when stuff happens.
I was thinking getting them real small, like a 5-year tear on your eye. Just get some purple gallinules like on your...
Like flying away from your eye.
Yeah, well, they don't really... Do they fly? I don't know if I've ever seen...
I feel like they kind of just
run across the water.
Bit. Yeah.
All right.
All right, what's your recap item?
Breaking. This is breaking news.
Oh, breaking news for 2019.
Yes. In a shocking development, a Charlotte Harbor angler catches over 3 redfish in a single trip.
Oh, shoot.
Whoa.
That is that's a major development.
That's the entire major development. Three redfish in a single trip.
It's like a record, isn't
it? Yeah, because we're going to have improved water quality this year. I really believe that.
I do too.
So that's going to happen, and I think like Stacy Keebler will be on scene, and she'll cover it. I don't know if that's a person or an elf that makes cookies.
No, I was like, who's Stacy Keebler?
I think she's a news anchor.
Doesn't she play Kimmy Gibbler?
No, I don't know who that is.
Off the Apple House?
Maybe she's
a
news anchor.
Is it her last name Keebler?
Anyway, there's going to be some news anchor whose name is Stacy who covers this. She's like doing a feature on a person catching three redfish.
Does her mom have it going on?
Yeah, Stacy's mom. All right, Nate, give us another fearless recap of 2019.
An environmental, okay, hold on, let me start over. An environmental nonprofit is created that requires you to be a member of all of the outdoor nonprofits in order to join. Dues are $7.2 million a year, but you have to, but in consolation, you receive a bumper sticker.
I think this is
and a monthly periodical that no one reads.
Yeah. Once a quarter, a quarterly monthly.
Yeah. A quarterly periodical.
I feel like this already exists. Like, I feel like there's already something where you have to be a member of like 27 different nonprofits to be taken seriously.
I feel that way too. It's like if you're not a member of DU, UWF, Delta Waterfowl, BHA, RMEF,
yeah,
QDMA,
CCA,
Captains for Clean Water.
Y'all name.
Whatever. I mean, just keep nailing.
Bullfish,
I mean,
Sharpen Trust.
If you're not a member of all those, then you cannot be taken seriously.
Correct.
Whatsoever.
I agree. National Wild Turkey Federation.
Yeah, and WTF. How did I miss that?
Yeah, and I'm not besmirching any one of them on the surface.
Absolutely
I'm
just not. They all do great things.
There's a lot of
nonprofits
happening.
A lot of them. But, you know, more money to fund wildlife, right?
My next one's going to be a nonprofit one too, but I'll let Emily go next.
Oh, my next one's going to be your next one.
Okay.
All right. Guys, in 2019, Florida sportsmen reformatted. They've decided to provide actual coverage of outdoor news and in-depth articles focused on outdoor recreation. Once they decided to reformat, they realized they had to restaff because no one understands what this format looks like.
Oh.
And the flagship magazine for the Florida Saltwater Angler shut its doors in October.
They went out of business.
Yeah, but they announced they'd continue to sell subscriptions, but only as an advertiser magazine. No articles, no photos, just ads. They didn't do very well.
That prediction 100% is coming true. It may have already happened. That
Poor
may already
Florida
be
sportsman.
A thing.
Poor Can you imagine the title of their last issue?
No, it may take two issues.
Yeah.
Just to get the title out.
Part one.
All right. So I've got the last recap of 2019 to give you guys. And this is, I told you, it's a nonprofit one. Environmental nonprofits are beginning to face difficult questions after Jimmy Buffett builds an actual town called Margaritaville in East Orlando. Scrutiny began after the new development began discharging sewage straight into the Kissimmee River chain. When asked for comments, spokespeople for Everglades Foundation groups replied, "Well, we just wanted to send the water south." As for the chief parrothead, he simply pointed to his seat on the board of the Everglades Foundation as reason enough for his motives and methods to not be questioned.
Dang.
If you think this is not happening in 2019, you are bananas crazy. Is it already happened?
Yeah, we saw it when we went to get the Murphy.
It's already happened. Like, they're building.
They're building a Margaritaville.
They're building like a town. And it's got a water slide that looks freaking great.
Like a lot of waters. I mean, it's an amusement park / community /
Yeah, it's going to have condos and stuff.
Yeah. But don't worry. They're taking care of the water quality. They got it on lockdown down in South Florida. I don't mean for this to raise any questions or red flags about that. But I'm telling you, this at the end of the year, this is going to be the nailed it. When we recap 2019 next year.
When we actually recap 2019.
When we do a real recap.
Right. We do a real recap.
So I feel like 2019 is shaping up to be a banner year. It's going to be a lot of nonprofit talk.
Seems to be the hot topic
in
recent months.
So some hot takes from the nonprofit side. What about you?
Hot takes.
What about me?
What about you? Do you have any thoughts about 2019?
It sounds like it was a banner year.
It was a banner
for the outdoors community. We finally got rid of Florida Sportsman.
Man, they can't catch a break, can they?
We cleaned up the language in Florida Duck Hunters.
Well, that's been a long time
coming. Zoinks. So.
And we finally got a movement about blue face coot tattoos.
I'm going to get a blue face coot tattoo.
Are you?
Yeah.
I don't even know if that would classify as a tramp stamp. I think that's classy.
Well, I'm not going to get it on my... Oh, God. We'll continue that later.
All right, Nate. What's your keep?
My keep is the Yield-Its. I think I said that right.
Are you having a stroke?
No, he is. It's a real thing.
Yield-Its?
Or Yieldies. I think it might be Yieldies. SPE 20 gauge over under that I got for Christmas / graduation this year.
Yeah, that's a sweet gun.
Yeah, no, I went out and put about 50 rounds through it the other day.
Yeah.
At the ski range?
It's a shooter. It's a shooter.
Awesome.
Comes up easy?
Yep, at the skeet range. Yep, and it's got ejectors. And if you're looking for an over-under, but you don't want to spend a lot of money, they're sold exclusively through Academy Sports, and they retail for $429.
Yeah, it's a sweet gun.
That is with ejectors.
Right.
Now, I've heard reports of some firing pins and things going out, but I've heard the warranty on them. They're really good about it.
And Academy's so really good.
I was about to say, I love Academy.
Academy's a great, they're my favorite outdoor store on the planet.
Me too.
Right now.
Let me ask you this. Are you switching to an over and under now? Like, are you, now that you're in Georgia and you're carrying an over and under, are you going to start wearing like coonskin caps and walking up quail woods and stuff like that? Like, is that your new destiny?
No, I was thinking about getting a full Orvis get up.
Yeah, no, that's where we're going.
Yeah, yeah. You know, with the Filson chaps,
yes!
And you know, like a Filson kind of hat.
Love it.
You know, wide brim hat type thing.
I can see you in this.
And getting some horses in a buggy and a couple of English pointers.
English pointers, maybe a setter just to balance them out.
Exactly. Or maybe like a Boykin for like a flushing dog,
sure.
You know. And, you know, walking the flatwoods of South Georgia.
Yeah, will you start carrying a copy of Garden and Gun and a cigar humidor, like a little portable one in your pocket.
And a whiskey, a leather-bound whiskey flash.
I like this new pocket. Nate.
I mean, classy
Nate. I feel like this fits right in line with the show. Like, this is classy Nate.
That's it.
It's like classy Christmas.
This reminds me of, when Dwight wears the tuxedo that he got off his dead relative.
Yeah, it's exactly what Nate's going to be like. He's just going to be high-end. Between this and fly fishing, we won't be able to roll with this cat anymore.
I'm going to play up. I'm going to play up to his level. I'm going to get the equivalent in women's hunting.
Women do not go hunting in that environment.
Especially.
Let's be serious.
No, I can ride side saddle on the horses pulling the buggy.
Wearing like a antebellum gown.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. But you have to shoot a single shot or a side by side. Women can't shoot an over and under.
Yeah.
on this horse and buggy back to the 1930s.
Yeah. Well, this
she likes pumps though, man. Let's get her a pump.
Yeah, this took a weird turn.
Yeah, it really did. All right.
Yep.
My keep. What's your keep? You want to do your keep or you want me to do mine?
You do yours.
My keep, I got it for Christmas. I've talked about it the last 2 years on our Christmas episodes, is a Benchmade Mini Crooked River knife. It is
nice.
Baller. So it's a little bigger than I thought it would be, which I like. So it's the right size because I have big hands. It's the right size for my hands. It is razor sharp. I've already cleaned some birds with it. I didn't have my little, what are those little scalpel knives called?
The Havilon?
Yeah, I didn't have my Havilon with me one day, and I had that knife on me, and it made short work of a bunch of ducks. So super cool, super awesome knife. You can just tell it's high end, it's high quality. And if you take care of your knives and know where they're at all times, I highly recommend the Benchmade.
Yeah, my problem is I don't know where they're at all the time.
Yeah.
So me splurging for a Benchmade,
mistake.
Even as like asking for one as a gift, like I just don't feel right because I'm going to lose it probably.
Yeah.
So I go for the $30 Kershaw's.
Nothing wrong with that.
Gets the job done.
I carried a Kershaw for years. In fact, Emily's got it now. So what is your keep?
I'm having a hard time choosing because I had a very tech-heavy Christmas
Yeah.
this year.
Go ahead.
For this episode, I'll save one. I did get an Apple Watch it was a combined Christmas birthday gift because my birthday is this month. And I love it for a lot of reasons, but I love it for my workouts because it tells me if I'm in the burning zone with my heart rate, which I've never had anything do that before. And I love it for, I like how it thumps you when stuff happens.
Because they can't see you moving. They can't see you moving your hands.
Oh, you can't see me.
No, this is radio.
Like, does it like grow an arm and thump you on top of the head like our dads used to do?
Yes. But I love it because I feel so free from my phone. Like, in a world where everyone's tethered to their phone, I can set it down and go do other things and know that if somebody needs me, they can get me and I'll be thumped. So it's really nice.
There you go.
As a parent, it's nice. There you go. Yeah.
Awesome. All right. You want to do your release? We'll just mix it up entirely.
I was going to say, don't we do releases first anyway?
Oh, we do.
Usually?
Oh, well, this episode we're doing it differently.
New year, new show.
How do you like them apples?
Yeah. I mean, we've been out of practice for a couple of weeks.
What's your release, Nate?
So my release is you're begrudging the heat in Florida. I'm begrudging the rain in Georgia. Like, it hasn't stopped raining since like August.
Huh.
Literally.
Really?
It's like top two wettest years on record in Georgia this year.
Is it because of La Nina?
I think it's El Nino.
El Nino. Whichever would one? Be the yeah. wetter. Yeah, El Nino is the wetter one. But I don't know what it is, but it's rained like every day for like 100 days, and it's just getting old. I'm ready to see the sun again.
Miserable. I love it, man. I love rain. I trade with you right now.
No, I hate it.
I like the rain too. I like the rain too, generally, but I don't love it every day, all day long, like we've been getting it.
Yeah, so. That's the best. No. And I need that in my life.
It makes me sad.
No, it makes me happy. I love a rainy day.
I like the occasional rainy day, but not every day.
You know what I forgot to do that we should have done? I should have gotten all of our listeners that are like engaged and we could have recapped their weddings in the 2019 recap.
Oh, like Polito?
Yeah. Like we could.
And oh yeah.
But you live and learn. They were beautiful. We enjoyed them.
Thanks for the invite.
Yeah, the ones we attended and the ones we saw.
Remember how we started a conga line at Polito's wedding?
Yeah, and then you got thrown out.
Yeah.
What is your release?
I don't know. I don't really have one.
You don't have a release?
I don't.
How about the fact that you're sick?
I'm not sick.
How about that being your release?
How about our crappy soundboard?
How about our crappy soundboard?
Oh, yeah.
If any of this sounded rehearsed, it's because we recorded half of it with a terrible soundboard situation.
Yes, and then there was...
And then we had to, like, reset, do new mics, and redo it all over again.
It was a lot of cursing.
A lot of cursing.
A lot.
Mostly by me.
That episode is gone forever, deleted.
My release, since we've done this entire thing backwards, it's like we've never done a podcast before. My release is similar to Nate's. It's weather-related. It's too freaking hot. Like there's no freezing up happening upstate or up north, so the birds aren't moving for ducks. It's just too hot. It's just not fun when it's this hot this time of year. And I get that everyone complains about how hot it is in July in Florida and August, but that doesn't bother me. It's supposed to be hot then, but it's supposed to be mild now. And it ain't
right.
It ain't even remotely close to mild. It's 1,000% humidity and muggy. It's just not fun. It makes like setting decoys and stuff a lot of work. We got waders on and everything.
You're sweating.
Yeah. The birds just don't move as good. They're stale. So I alluded to it earlier in the show, but I just would love like a reprieve for the next couple of weeks just to get us through the end of the season.
Yeah.
Like just throw us a freaking bone, man. So anyway, everybody good? We're back. We're back in black.
We're back.
We're back.
Back in black.
I feel like it's been a rude awakening coming back, but we're going to hit it hard next week and be fantastic.
And we'll be 100%. All right. Y'all stay woke.
Stay woke.
Stay woke.
Thanks for listening to the Cast and Blast Florida podcast. Hey, how about that new music? We're working on lots of goodness for you this year, so we hope you'll hit subscribe and keep up with our show each week as we bring new content to you. For more info on the products we talked about in today's episode, like Nate's shotgun, Travis's new knife, or my iWatch, you can check out the show notes at castandblastfl.com. If you're still searching for a New Year's resolution and you haven't left us a review, maybe that's something you could do today and achieve a simple goal. Helps us out, helps you out. You might even get featured on the show. Later.